Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right shot defenseman in the final year of his contract, and it's been hit or miss. I mean, primarily because of injury this year to Zach Bogosian, but sources say that he has officially requested a trade from the Buffalo Sabres. So it's going to be interesting with a cap hit at just over $5.1 million, whether or not there'll be any takers at this point. I mean, the Buffalo Sabres have been trying to move a defenseman for quite some time. In addition to Bogosian, you might look at Marco Scandella or Colin Miller's name also out there.
Two of those guys are free agents. Miller is an RFA, I believe. I don't think he has unrestricted free agency. Both Scandella and Bogosian do at the end of this year. That's Darren Dreger.
From TSN.
From TSN.
And Bogosian was scratched last night, along with Mittelstadt and Sherry.
Yeah.
In the, so Mittelstadt back-to-back games? Scratched?
Two out of three,
okay. And Sherry?
Sherry back-to-back.
Oh, okay. All right. The... Well, you're sensing a trade with one of those guys?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, I got.
However,
Jason
Bottrell was slated to have an appearance at the Chopin the Bulldog.
Yes.
And it got canceled.
Yes. I was very upset about that.
And then soon after that, the news came out about Bogosian.
Right.
So maybe they knew that news was going to come out, and he just didn't want to have, not going to answer
that's
that.
That's what I was thinking.
I did see somebody asked him, and he gave a no comment.
Yeah. Yeah, I tuned in to hear what the Sabres GM had to say yesterday, and he was not on, so I move on.
Got a text here from Anthony. He went to the game last night, had an amazing time. So much fun to watch how they're playing. The crowd roared when they showed Singletary. Fun night. Fun times.
Knock on wood.
Singletary was there.
He's been fun.
Yeah. What do you want? You want to pay a little tribute to last night or get right to the Bills and Steelers? What
hey,
are you feeling?
I'm here till 10. I can do whatever you want to do. We can do both this segment.
I'll tell you about Singletary in a minute. We opened the show I was raving about last night. The Sabres have done a great job with this season. Off the ice stuff.
With the theme nights?
With the theme nights, with the giveaways, the shirts. The shirts were nice shirts last night.
What size?
Large.
Oh, okay.
At least the one on my seat was large. It's just done a great job. It was a great atmosphere. It wasn't full. You'd like the building to be full, of course, because that means it's a little more intense. I almost feel compelled to say you know, throughout these seasons, there have been years where you just like, ugh, I don't want to go to this game. Why are we doing this? This is terrible. The end of last season springs to mind. You know, it was terrible. It's like a death march.
The end of last season?
Yeah.
How about the last 4 months of last
season?
That's
what I mean.
Yeah.
And, you know, you kind of get so disenchanted and so just pushed away. Maybe the tank pushed you away, whatever. But over the last 5-6 years, there have been reasons to think, ugh, this is terrible. And even this year, we had that stretch in November where here we go again, and everybody, you know, myself for sure, was freaking out because I thought we were going to go down the same road that we've been down a million times. But it is a little bit different because they score. Now when you go to these games, you generally get goals, and, what did you say, 6 straight games of 3 or more?
Mm-hmm.
They score goals, which is fun, and they have maybe the best player in the league. He's up there.
He's up there with the top five?
He's up there. Which
David Draisaitl,
sure.
Jack, maybe Pastrnak, whoever else you want to put up there.
Brad Marchand's a great player. You know,
yes,
other
is.
Teams have multiple
yeah.
great players. Sabres have one great player.
Plus, and you're watching Olofsson develop.
Olofsson is developing. Right. You have your you have your draws, and one of the reasons to have gone after Jack Eichel when we had all of our conversations was specifically this. Someone you will just say, like, well, I want to watch this tonight because mm-hmm. I want to see this guy play because he plays for my team. So last night was a lively crowd. The theme nights, people are buying in. People are having a good time. And just can't say enough about, the 10-game win streak last year got, like, the juice back and people kind of remembered it. And then it went away and it looked like a false positive. And now it's almost like they're kind of slowly building back to that. They've won a couple in a row to beat St. Louis and Nashville in back-to-back home games. I mean, you've had a successful week. If you beat the Islanders next,
That'd be nice.
They're playing great.
And that's a team you have trouble against.
You've got Toronto, who's struggling coming up.
Philly's playing well.
And then Boston, I think, a back-to-back.
Two times, and then Tampa right after that.
Yeah, so, the tough schedule. The second half of this month is tough and maybe a good measuring stick. But whatever, stay in the race. Maybe they strike their trade. Maybe Jack Eichel carries them to the playoffs and wins the MVP. I was thinking about the playoffs last night. You know, the Bills are about to go to the playoffs, knock on wood. I'll knock on wood for everybody. Okay. The Bills are about to go for the second time.
I don't even knock on wood anymore. Right.
They're going. For the second time in three seasons.
They're going to go.
Which is crazy if you think back to the
draft. By our standards, yes.
And I can remember in 05, 06, you know, I moved to Buffalo in 2001, right? Yeah, pretty much. And the first 4 years I was here, the Sabres were no good. They just, nothing happened, nothing. Dominic was, Hasek mm-hmm. was traded. It was, everything was terrible. And then in 05, 06, they were fun, and they made the playoffs. And I can remember Brad Ryder saying to me, he'd say, you've never been to a playoff game here. Just wait. Just wait till you see what it's like to be in a playoff game here. And sure enough, it was amazing. And I'm starting to think about that for the Bills. Like, I'm really aiming.
For the Sabres.
No.
Oh, you mean to that.
I'm really aiming for that for the Bills next year.
Yeah.
But for the Sabres, I was thinking about that last night, thinking, man, if they can find a way to get in, what will it be like in here? Because people will, you know, it won't be your 10-game win streak. It'll be the end of the NHL's longest postseason drought, and it would be maybe exactly what the Bills have, which is, oh, okay, everything seems to have settled down, and maybe you've got yourself the start of something that's that you could build on. You know, you're definitely not a cup contender, but can they stick around? Every time I see a Toronto loss and a Florida loss.
Yep.
You know?
Town scoreboard helped last
night.
That's
right. Yep. Every single time, just a little bit closer.
I think it's look, the easy answer is you keep winning and people will be really excited. There's still an element with them. I think there's always a little voice in the back of your head, because not just last year, the 10-game win streak and how it went completely in the opposite direction, but 8-1-1 this year and then November. I mean, November was hideous. And we thought, okay, here are the same problems cropping up again. Look, they're not scoring. Their 5-on-5 is stopped. Their power play can't score. If they don't score on the power play, they don't win games. Now they're having breakdowns in their own end. So a lot of the stuff kind of crept back in. To their credit, and we talked about this earlier, to their credit, you go back to that Boston loss, I think they've really turned their play around. And the things that have been issues in the past, they are better at those. Look, you always had Eichel. You knew that. And then, look, Sam came up and developed really well. I mean, Reinhardt's fun to watch. And you had Skinner come in and have his monster year. and now you add Olofsson to that. Did you know Olofsson is leading rookies in goals and points? Everybody, the whole league, not rookies named Olofsson, not rookies in the division, everybody.
Yep.
You want to chime in? Because I know that you're a Victor Olofsson guy, but I'm just, there's another reason to be excited that you're seeing a young player develop, and you are seeing Eichel take his game to another level. You know, he has become a complete player and a leader of this team. You know, we've talked about that in years past. Can he be the leader? You know, could he handle that stuff? How about his emotions and all this? Well, now he's handling all that stuff, and he seems very comfortable in those shoes. The easy answer, by the way, to get everybody back full, of course, you keep winning.
Yep. Like
Bills fans now, they made the playoffs a couple years ago. Great. Took a little bit of a step back. Now they're back this year, and I don't know how many of us expected in week 15 they would be in a win and in scenario. I didn't. And it's got people really excited. And the Sabres, it has to continue, because you, in the back of your head, well, the 10-game win streak and then 8-1-1. And like, you get worried that if you buy in completely, something's going to happen and it's going to go south. But there are a lot of positive indicators. Olmark is clearly the number one guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks like he's up to the task of handling the job at this point.
The Sabres, when it comes to shots and shot share and the fancy stats, they're about a break-even team, which means how are you going to win? With an MVP center and a goalie
and
that
a
makes
goalie.
Saves.
Right.
Like that's how they're going to get in. We were talking about it after the St. Louis game. I really feel like if they make the playoffs, it's because of Jack and Allmark. And, there are more people involved. But just it would take an MVP caliber season from the number one center, and the goalie has to have a really good year. And Allmark is,
Look, one of the things, if you go back to the Blues, Darren Pang was on the other day on Instigator. It's an interesting conversation when the Blues were in town. And he talked about their turnaround, right? They fired the coach, all these different things. And he said he got to the end of the list, and it's almost like, oh, and by the way, to paraphrase, I forgot, Jordan Binnington came along and played really well. When a goalie gets in a groove and a goalie plays well, look, Carter Hutton is struggling right now. What is he? He's on like some kind of crazy winless streak, isn't he? And Ullmark is 6-1-1. Ullmark goes in net. He plays well. Maybe the players play more confident in front of him. I don't know. But a goalie hitting a stride can make a huge difference for a team. And Ullmark is, you know, he's not at the Binnington point, but he's playing well enough to earn the number one spot. So the Bills and the Sabres winning at the same time would be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And you have an, well, no, I mean making the playoffs at the same time, I guess, you would have experienced, no, you wouldn't have, since you've been here, right? The Bills would have had what? 04 and the Sabres. It was a lockout. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you have not experienced both teams winning and making the playoffs, obviously.
No,
the same
not at the same time. It hasn't happened in quite some time.
It's fun.
So speaking of the tie-in, you know, Devin Singletary was at the Sabres game last
fun.
Night.
Fun. I love him.
I was asked by Andrew Filippone. I went on with 92.3 The Fan in Pittsburgh, and he said, who's the Bills player the Steelers should worry about on offense?
Okay.
Who's the player that if they're going to win this game, Pittsburgh is going to say, ah, that guy beat us? My answer was Singletary.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I just don't know how much faith you're supposed to have in the Bills passing game yet. You know, it's a tough matchup against that defense. And I said Singletary because when it comes to the playmaking ability of anybody on this offense, you know, John Brown and Cole Beasley are nice players, and Dawson Knox has had some nice moments. But the guy that has been consistently, as you watch him, just whatever, you want to say eye test, when you watch him run, you think, mm-hmm. Oh, that guy's good. Right? Give him the ball. Pass him the ball.
Sure, get him involved. Just get him a touch.
More touches equals good stuff happening. So, is that a slam dunk answer? That Singletary is the guy that the Steelers should be worried about the most?
Yeah, I think because I think there's no – I suppose most fans, in terms of the passing game, would say John Brown. But in the last few weeks, it's been, you know, they have been able to – the opposition has been able to limit John Brown. So Beasley stepped up for a couple of games. Now, last week, really, nobody stepped up in the passing game. But Singletary has taken his game. Now that he's gotten a heavier workload, I think he's doing what we all thought he could do in the summer. You know, he really is an exciting player to watch. And it's become even more important as Frank Gore has hit the wall. Who knows? His numbers have plummeted to the point where we were discussing whether or not they would activate TJ Yeldon to bring another spark into the running game. To me, Singletary has really elevated his game, and he's earned the trust of the coaching staff, and he's a guy they can rely on in all scenarios. You know, if they're in a passing down, he can be used as a receiver. I think he had, what, 6 catches, 8 targets last week. But he can also be relied on to stay in and pass protect against the blitzes. And I mentioned, you know, earlier when Sal was on, I thought, you know, he had a couple fumbles earlier, and maybe they were getting a little nervous about his ball handling against Baltimore. There's a drive start deep in their own end, and Singletary's on the field. That's good. They know he's their number one running back, and they can rely on him inside the 10, inside the 5, and not worry as much about, oh, what if he coughs the ball up here? I think his head, I want to say it was 82% snaps last week, easily his season high. They are leaning on him. He's a consistent weapon. He can run between the tackles. He can certainly get to the edge. He's got speed. He's got quickness. He's got good vision and decision-making. He can be a weapon in the passing game. So I think I would target him because he is their running game right now. That's it. I mean, well, and Josh, but Baltimore really did a great job. If you're blitzing and the Steelers are going to do what the Ravens did, odds are they're going to cut off running lanes for Josh Allen. So Singletary is your running threat. And when it comes to the passing game, nobody has really stepped up with Brown being limited. Knox makes plays on occasion. Cole Beasley had a couple nice games, but he went through a real kind of a rough stretch. Then you're talking McKenzie, Foster, who are just going to chip in with plays. So really the guy who's the consistent threat and is emerging as the top threat in the offense the last month is Devin Singletary. And about time. He showed us stuff in the summer where you thought, this guy's going to be a big addition for the offense. Great job by Brandon Bean to find him. And this is, by the way, this is the argument of you don't have to necessarily find a running back in round one. They found him in round three. Mm-hmm. And he's really good. And now they're using him to the point where they should be using him. He's getting a lot of touches. He had 23 last week out of, I forget how many offensive plays they would have run. I want to say maybe it was 68. So he's getting the ball in his hands quite often, which is a good thing to see. Who did you ask Andrew that question about? Pittsburgh's offense? Is there one guy that I wonder if there's one? Who do the Bills
No,
worry about?
Because I always pump Deontay Johnson's tires. I always tell you how good he is.
Yeah.
They've got young receivers, and They always seem to find, who did we talk to? Arthur Motes this week.
Yep.
They always seem to find good young receivers.
Yeah, and that's, James Washington, too.
Right, and that's not just, hey, the quarterback's good, so the receivers look good.
Right.
I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster is a good, really good receiver, and James Washington and Deontay Johnson. Like, these guys would come in and most definitely start for the Bills.
Yeah, I mean, Washington's got great speed. He's a heck of a deep threat. I remember watching him in college. We were watching Mason Rudolph games all the time with Oklahoma State, and Johnson had a big game last week. That's why I'm curious. It doesn't look, which, if I would have said Juju Smith-Schuster is the number one guy to stop. But if Schefter's report is correct and he's not playing on Sunday, that makes life a little bit easier.
I think it's
but
a
they
big
have
loss.
A variety of weapons but that they kind of, it's almost like a committee approach on
it's
their offense.
I think it's a really big loss for Pittsburgh. If they could have had him dressed and not take Trey White out of the game, but basically if Trey White ends up covering Juju Smith-Schuster,
right.
Even if he's not 100%, if I'm the Steelers, all right, okay, good. It's almost like we'll put him on Schuster Island and work on the other corners.
Right.
Now, Trey White goes to somebody else.
Oh no, whether it's maybe he just stays on the, you know, he stays on his side. They don't have him move around. I don't know if they're going to say Deontay Johnson or James Washington are good enough that we're going to take one guy and put him on him.
Yeah.
They can just leave him as is and then maybe rotate Levi Wallace and Kevin Johnson at the other cornerback spot.
The Bills are playing on Sunday Night Football this weekend.
Where's our Sunday Night tracker? Do we have a Sunday Night Football tracker?
This weekend
website?
Is totally,
the countdown
it's totally
clock?
Screwed up. The Sabres are playing in the afternoon and the Bills are playing
o'clock.
At night. How about that?
Yeah, no, I actually love Saturday afternoon hockey. I'm good with that because I think Saturday night's going to be a date night. I'm thinking movie night for me and the missus.
You're going to watch The Irishman?
Already saw it.
Oh, you did?
You're the one who has to watch it.
I'm telling you, I just
You're
can't.
You're going to love it.
I can't be talked into it.
Why?
I can't.
But it's a heck of a movie.
3 hours.
Three and a half. But I'm telling you, I thought the same thing. It's going to go so fast. Other than me taking bathroom breaks every half hour. It'll go really fast. And you know what? You stop and you go back and watch it. It's not like it'll ruin the movie. It's not like you're going to go out to dinner and someone's going, hey, what'd you think about that scene 2 hours into Irishman? Oh, you ruined it.
I'm not worried about getting spoiled.
Right,
I'm worried about actually sitting down for 3 hours to do something.
Can you just relax a little bit?
Well, trust me, I'm relaxed.
You watching soccer Saturday morning?
Maybe.
If not, when you wake up Saturday morning, watch the Irishman.
I got the Sabres at 1 o'clock.
But you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not getting up and watching the Irishman at 6.
No, you wake up. Don't you normally wake up early?
Ish.
What time? By 7.
Sure.
Great. Have breakfast, watch the Irishman. You still have time before the hockey.
I've got other things to do.
Oh, you're killing me. All right.
I can't bring myself to watch it.
It's your loss, man. It's really good. Dave in Buffalo, you're on WGR. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm so glad you got me on, Ray, at this point. Jeremy, I feel like I like a lot of things you say. I think I agree with a lot of stuff that you talk about. So I got to let you know, the Irishman sucked. It was horrible.
Thank you.
I try to watch.
Who let this guy through? We have a call screener or not? Go ahead, Dave.
Real fast, Jeremy, I want to get to the point where a few years back, prior to Eichel Allen being on these teams, you preached about having a center in hockey and having a quarterback in football to win games. No more of this defensive stuff, the goalie and out. You know, and we have both those guys now. And I just want to give you props because you were right, man. You were right all along. And it was pretty obvious, but I think here in Buffalo, we were so hell-bent on running the football and playing good defensive hockey that we kind of lost sight of what really wins in these leagues. And that's having a great quarterback, Allen, you know, whatever way you want to call him, great. And then Eichel, obviously. Eichel looks like the guy that you make on a franchise mode in NHL, and you make him all 99, and you play the franchise against a rookie computer. And he looks better than everybody, and he's really stepping into that generational label that they gave the guy. And I think it was it took him some time, obviously, because we had our downfalls, but I feel like he's really stepping up and is going to be an amazing player in the next 10 years for us. And one more point, guys. Allen, The idea that Allen playing in the road in the playoffs to me is just beautiful. I salivate thinking that the guy's going to go into other stadiums. He is the kind of quarterback that quiets teams' fans down with those runs on third down and the big plays, the big hits, jumping over players. He's so nervous in Buffalo when these big games come, a la the New England and the Baltimore game, that I just have nothing but faith in him. First off, going into Pittsburgh on Sunday, I think he's going to have the same game he did in Dallas because the pressure's not on him. It's on Pittsburgh to not lose at home on primetime, same as Dallas. I just I'll let you guys go. Hopefully you can keep me on hold, keep me on the line, because I won't be able to listen to you. But
yeah, sure, Dave.
Hey, Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you. We got you on hold. Lot there. Okay, first, where do we start? What do I want to start with, Howard? We got a lot
Eichel,
there. We got
center,
Eichel,
Allen,
we got
Allen playing on the road in the playoffs.
Let's start with Allen there. Yeah, and the whole changing the way these teams play. Yeah, a long time ago, I mean, we've been on for 15 years. I've wanted the Sabres to build a team that scores, and right now I've got that, so I'm just happy. You know, who's the goalie? I don't care. Ullmark is. Great, he looks fine. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen might be their goalie of the future. Who cares? I'm just glad they're not built from the net out. I mean, granted, it's been some pretty lean years in here, and they probably could have built from the net out or built a little bit better. Whatever. I'm just thrilled that they have a player that I want to watch every night. And Allen at quarterback, I mean, he's been fun to watch since he returned from his injury in year one, right? Yep. It's not always gone perfectly, but he does bring you to the table. You do just think, oh, I want to watch the Bills game because he's dynamic. And from an entertainment value, right at this exact moment, because the Sabres kind of, you know, drift in and out of this, but at this exact moment, the entertainment value for these two teams is pretty good. And for Allen and what they're building, you know, I know they build with defense and they want to play strong defense, and I'm good with that, but they drafted a quarterback in the top 10. They're committing to building him the right way, and I think they deserve a lot of credit, as does Josh Allen, for how things look so far. There are huge steps still to come. Sunday's one of them. On the road, a win and in Sunday night game against a great defense, right, a top defense. Like, that's perfect. I'm so glad that this isn't the Steelers. Will they start 1-4?
Yeah.
I'm so glad the Steelers didn't fall apart, and this is just some snoozy Sunday game against the, you know, 4-8 Steelers with Duck Hodges. No, they're good. It's on the road. It's prime time. Your quarterback gets a great test. Like,
you can go one step further. This 3-week stretch, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, New England.
Yeah.
Three of the top teams, well, I mean, Pittsburgh's a 6 seed, but you know what I'm saying? Three of the top defenses in the league right now in a row, two of them on the road, perhaps all three and with playoff scenarios on the line.
And you left out the Dallas game.
And, I mean, okay, like, and that, okay, you yeah, know, and their defense was good too, right?
No, but
so he's split. Just, I mean, he split. He played really well in Dallas. He didn't play well against Baltimore, but he's got two more really big tests against very good defenses to show us. Okay, what'd you learn from last week? How do you beat the blitz? Do you look any better against a team that's going to press you and they're going to be in your face and they're going to be coming from all sorts of different areas and you have no idea what they're throwing at you? Did last week help you? And now do you know what to do better against Pittsburgh because of what happened against Baltimore? When you're 17-39,
yeah, there's the win loss aspect of it, and then there's just the flat out sports are supposed to be entertaining.
Yeah,
and like right now,
well, scoring is fun.
Yeah, right now I think we're doing all right on that.
Yeah, I mean, lock it down is not as much fun as scoring goals, scoring touchdowns. 803-0550 to join us. It is Football Friday. Murph's going to give us his thoughts on the Bills Steelers matchup when we get back. Football Friday brought to you by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino, the official casino of the Buffalo Bills, and Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans 2019 Pro Football Pick'em.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Their defense is what's carrying them right now. Offensively, they've had a lot of transition. Obviously, they lost Ben to start the season out. Started with Mason Rudolph for a little bit. Then they moved on to Devlin Hodges, because the biggest thing with Duck is he doesn't turn the ball over. He's been able to protect the ball a lot better than what Mason was doing, and it's keeping them in the game, and they're finding ways to just win ugly in terms of being a very scrappy bunch. But in terms of just being a team that's going to show up and people are going to fear them, I don't think that's the case. And I don't think it's been that way at all this season. They're just finding ways to just gut wins out.
That is former Bill Arthur Motes. These days he works in radio in Pittsburgh, and he joined us earlier this week. If you missed the interview, good breakdown on the Steelers. It is available in on-demand audio at WGR550.com. Win for the Sabres last night, 4-3 over Nashville on 80s night in the arena. Jack Eichel, two more goals, 22 on the season. He extends his point streak to 15 games. He has 27 points in the point streak. Victor Olofsson scored a goal last night. He's got 19 points in his last 18 games. Jimmy Vesey scored last night as well. The Sabres have won three in a row. They play the Islanders tomorrow afternoon on Long Island. According to Darren Drager from TSN, Zach Bogosian has requested a trade. He was one of the healthy scratches last night. Let's check the updated standings after last night's win. The Sabres are alone in second place in the Atlantic Division with 38 points. Right behind them, Montreal at 36. Tampa and Florida have 35. Toronto lost last night. They are sitting at 34 points. The updated NHL standings brought to you by attorney Arthur Pressman, Western New York's traffic and DWI attorney, your ticket to justice. Bills play the Steelers, of course, Sunday night. Ty Ensekhe, Frank Gore did not practice yesterday. Jordan Phillips, Corey Legit were limited. According to Adam Schefter from ESPN, Juju Smith-Schuster is not expected to play Sunday night for the Steelers. Baltimore clinched the North Division last night with a win over the Jets, and Lamar Jackson broke Michael Vick's record for most rushing yards in a single season by a quarterback. And sports betting opens up this morning at 11 o'clock in downtown Buffalo at the Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Those are your headlines. Murph joining us on the Western Hotline for his Football Friday segment, brought to you by M&T Bank, the official bank of the Buffalo Bills. Good morning, John Murphy. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm doing well.
Murph, are you pumped? Sunday night football. This was a regular occurrence in the 90s and to a lesser extent the aughts, but it's been a while. You excited for this one?
I'm excited because of what's at stake here, not the fact that it's Sunday night football. And yeah, I am excited. I mean, it's great to have meaningful games this time of the year. We're not used to that. It's great to have high stakes games like this. You know, again, we're not used to that in December. The fact that it's Sunday night adds, I guess, to the allure of this game. But I mean, most Bills fans I know would be watching this one regardless if it was Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, Monday night, whatever.
There's something about playing in Pittsburgh, though, Murph. I was just looking at the numbers. I mean, this is different teams, but the Bills have lost the last six straight and 10 of 11 back to 1993 to the Steelers overall. That's not just in Pittsburgh, but you know some really good teams have gone in against good Steelers teams. That's a tough place to play, and it's usually a very good defense you're facing.
Yeah, it's a really good defense this year, and it is a tough place to play. And they've got great, loyal, loud fans who make it a difficult place to play. I was talking on our show yesterday with Thurman Thomas and Steve Tasker about my favorite game in Pittsburgh was a playoff game when the Bills went there without Jim Kelly, and it was the week after the big comeback win, and they dominated the Steelers team at home that day in the playoffs. I think 24-3 was the final.
Yeah,
and you know, it's been a rough history. The Bills don't play there a lot. The Steelers, it seems, caught the Bills. Even during that Super Bowl era, they caught the Bills a lot of times with a great defense and made it difficult for them. But I don't think, you know, that'll have much impact on this game. I think this is kind of a different Buffalo team, certainly than the Super Bowl era, in that it's very businesslike, you know, very focused. They don't get too high. They don't get too low. They sort of reflect their coach, Sean McDermott, who tries to keep things on an even keel, in a very upbeat, positive keel. And I think they reflect that. I think they...
Hmm. All right, we'll see if we can reconnect. Just one of those things.
You know what we should do? We should see if Jack Eichel can fix it. Because he can do everything these days. Yeah.
Are we at song status for Eichel? Like someone's going to make a song about him?
Make the request. People will probably send him in.
Okay. That's when you know the team is really good.
When they start writing songs.
When we start getting songs from fans about a line
Where
or
are the Bills
players
songs?
Or the team.
Let's get some Bills. Actually, there are Bills songs. The Bills dad guy does one every week. You know the Bills dad.
The Bills dad?
Yeah, the guy that sings the song is every week. DeGroat, is that his name? Something like that? Anyway. He's the Bills dad. He's on Twitter.
All right, keep
your eyes peeled on game day.
Are you really surprised that there's something I don't know about?
I mean, this guy's, you know, he's a Bills guy. And
okay.
He's,
I need to look for that stuff. I like songs. I'm a very, very song-conscious guy. All right, we got Murph back. Sorry, Murph, we lost you there for a second.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. But you know what? You were talking about Sean McDermott and the team's approach and even keel. And I actually did want to ask you, you know, you're out there around the team all week. The win and in scenario, I mean, fans are going crazy about it. Do you notice anything different in terms of the players? Anything different in their attitude or how they seem this week? Or are they businesslike and approaching it as just another week?
No, they're pretty businesslike. You know, I don't notice anything. I don't, you know, we're not privy to, you know, deep into practices or into obviously meeting time. But no, they seem like, you know, win or lose even, you know, and they had to bounce back from losses. Now this will be the fourth time it's all this year, but they don't get too high or low. They sort of just go with the flow and work with McDermott and the coaching staff on a workable schedule during the course of the week. They'll make some adjustments in deference to having a 8:20 kickoff on Sunday, but it's pretty much, you know, the process, as McDermott would call it, right? The process of getting ready for a game and being ready to practice hard all week to get ready for that game. I don't notice much difference at all.
The Bills offense certainly has their work cut out for them against that tremendous Pittsburgh defense, as you and Steve have talked about the matchup this week. What do you think are some of the keys when it comes to the offense and trying to have some kind of success? They're in a stretch. You know, they've won 7 of 8, and in that stretch, they're giving up under 20 points a game. So what do the Bills have to do to try and get something going Sunday night?
Yeah, the first thing and most important thing is not turn it over, and this is a Pittsburgh team that's taken it away 33 times, leading the NFL, and that won't fly. You know, in that atmosphere especially, you can't turn it over and make that kind of mistake. And to their credit, since about the first month of the season, from October on, they've been a very good team at protecting the football. They're going to need to play that way this Sunday. The other thing is you got to find an answer for the outside linebackers, T.J. Watt on one side and Bud Dupree on the other. These two guys are a sensational combo, and you can't slide protection one way because you're vulnerable then the other way. You got to block them, obviously, and they are big playmakers who – they take the ball away and they make sacks, and the Bills might give up some sacks this week, but you got to rebound and hang in there. I think it's running the football will be the key for Buffalo, and it won't be easy to do, but running the ball effectively with Devin Singletary and not taking too many chances through the air and playing the great defense that has become Buffalo's trademark, I think they're probably looking to win a low-scoring, close game this Sunday night.
I'm glad you brought up Singletary because we do tend to focus on the quarterback and the passing game, and understandably so. But clearly, you know, he has turned out to be, Murph, right now, he's playing the way we thought he could play when we saw him back in training camp and in the preseason. He is providing that spark. He's getting more touches. He can carry the ball. He can help out in the passing game. It's really been fun to see his game get elevated and become the key threat in terms of their ground game.
Yeah, his game has developed, too, and you got to give the coaching staff a lot of credit. And they brought him along slow, right from the first month of the season. People are saying he's got to get more touches. He's got to touch the ball more. And I think they had a different idea, maybe a better idea, of let's break him in slow, let's get him up to speed on what we're trying to do here and make sure he's comfortable in the offense and what we're asking him to do. And now he is a primary focus of the Buffalo offense. Still room to grow, too. I mean, I think we'd all like to see them develop a better screen passing game, and Singletary would be a key in that. I think Devin has a great, I think maybe his strongest attribute is his vision, seeing where the holes are and making quick cuts. And there's room to grow for him to get better in all of these areas. But, yeah, I love the arc of his rookie year so far and how he's been on a continuous upward trend since he came back from the early injury issues.
John Murphy with us on our Western Hotline. As much as we talk about Pittsburgh's defense, and for good reason, there are a lot of really tremendously talented players over there, as you look at Pittsburgh's offense, and the Duck Hodges story has taken on a life of its own. I think he's 3-0, 4-0 as a starter. But as you look at their offense, Murph, it doesn't appear like there's really one stud guy that stands out, especially not if Juju Smith-Schuster is playing. So is there who or what would you worry about when it comes to Pittsburgh having the ball offensively?
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about any of them. I think they're going to want to run the game, especially if James Conner comes back, which it appears he will. And even behind Conner, they have a good young group of backs. They call them the flock, running backs who they will share the ball equally in the Pittsburgh backfield. Hodges, his best attribute so far, I think, has been not making mistakes, and he can throw it pretty well. He doesn't move around extremely well, but he can throw it pretty well and fairly accurately. But I don't think, you're looking at him to kind of light it up or anything. You don't want him to have to if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think just playing the great base, solid defense the Bills play should be enough against this team. You're right, there are no major weapons that you got to be concerned with. Vance McDonald, who has been banged up a little bit, is a pretty good tight end, but there are no major offensive weapons that could tilt the game either way, and that especially starts with their quarterback, I think.
Murph, final thing for you. The Pittsburgh is known as a great football city. What's it like calling a game there? What's the stadium typically like? I mean, the Bills don't go there on a regular basis, but when you've been there for Bills games, what do you remember?
It's not the greatest vantage point, to be honest with you. We're kind of in a corner of Heinz Field.
Yeah.
Not strict corner like Miami. Or something like that. But It's not a great place to see at the one end, the left end of the field, as people watch on TV. I always feel like I'm cold in Pittsburgh. I don't know why. I think it's like cold and damp right next to the river there. And I did games years ago with Van at Three Rivers, which was even worse. Kind of a cramped, a better look at the field, but sort of cramped and non-workable. So we'll be all right. I don't have any complaints. As long as I get a good look at the field, I'll be okay.
All right. Well, have a good call Sunday night, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay. Thanks, Howard.
John Murphy with us here on our West Her Hotline, his Football Friday segment with us, brought to you by M&T Bank, the official bank of the Buffalo Bills. And don't forget, adjust your schedule accordingly. 3:00, our coverage begins for pregame. And if the Bills win, we're just going to stay on the air. There'll be postgame show, overtime show, and then a 3 to 6 a.m. show leading up to us for Football Monday.
This will be fun because pregame, I'm on with Nate from 3 to 5. That includes the witching hour of the early games.
That it's the witching hour?
Yeah, when all the early games are ending and there's a lot of stuff happening.
Oh, okay.
And it's fantasy playoffs, so we'll be here in studio doing Bills pregame. I'll probably shout a few times for fantasy lineups and such.
I have to get you the Red Zone channel so you can keep it track.
Don't have it in here?
I don't think we get it.
Pretty sure we don't.
We have to dip into Brayton's paycheck.
All right. I'll make do.
But hey, so you'll have a couple games on. Yeah, no, we don't get it.
Sorry.
Well, the witching hour is still going to be fun.
Well, you still have social media, and internet and Twitter and all those neat things. So you can keep an eye on that. And, you don't normally do that. Like, when there have been 4:00 games, you're usually done. Like, I'm the one
11
who's been,
to 1, and you're under
to do the whole. It's weird doing a pregame show when there are other games being played. Because you're working. You're going to have to be on the air with Nate. But you want to just sit there and watch football and be a fan. And it's kind of odd to have to keep track. But you'll react on the air, which is really cool, especially with fantasy implications.
Has anyone taken a minute to figure out what they're going to feel like if the Bills clinch a playoff spot on Sunday night of week 15?
15, right. How about that? I'm trying to remember back to 98, 99. Like, the last time they would have clinched without help. And I didn't do the research. I should somebody find out for me, because I don't feel like looking up. When was the last time they clinched a playoff spot without help, winning in scenario, and what week would it have been in? I can go back and check it, I guess. I'll just have to go find it.
Totally different world.
Yeah, right? It's 20 years, obviously. 803-0550 to join us. Football Friday. Sean McDermott coming up around 9:15. Scaff at the top of the hour. WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That is your cue to call. Got more tickets to give away.
Another pair of tickets to see Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts will all be at New Era Field. No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say some remark about how, you know, they can point out the Super Bowl banner that's hanging there. They'll all be at New Era Field Thursday, August 13th. And if you'd like to try and win the tickets, call right now, 644-9878. The fifth caller will get a pair of tickets for the show. Minimum value of the prize is $100. General contest rules apply. 644-9878. Caller 5 will win. If you do not win tickets, at 10 o'clock this morning, tickets will be available on sale by going to livenation.com. So good luck with that as well.
I'm going to plan out your Sunday for you.
Hey, someone tweeted the last win and in scenario was against Pittsburgh in the backups. No, the Bills needed help that day, right?
They did need help.
It was not just win and
in. They needed the Jets to lose.
So it's got to go back to the late 90s somewhere. Yep. Someone do the research and let me know. So
here's your Sunday. Wake up early, 9 a.m. You've got some good soccer on. Manchester United and Spurs both play, not each other, Spurs. but they both play at 9.
Yeah.
Arsenal plays Man City 11:30.
Okay.
1 o'clock games from there. Houston, Tennessee is the game we'll get.
Yep.
Go ahead and scout a potential wild card opponent.
Yeah, this should be a good game. I mean, that's for first in that division.
Yeah, that's Nance and Romo on Houston and Tennessee.
Okay.
And then the 4 o'clock game.
Rams-Dallas. It's the Fox late game.
All right.
Yeah, I can't tell you. I've got a lot of excitement for that.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. What's the other game? Atlanta-San Francisco?
I didn't see. I know the game we're getting. I didn't see what the other late game was.
Let me tell you.
Is that it?
I got eyes on that game.
Jimmy G? You got fantasy implications in that one?
Got big fantasy implications.
Really? Who?
Raheem Mostert, Debo Samuel.
He's getting you some serious.
He was a
production.
Late pickup, and you know, if there's one team you want to be playing in fantasy football, I think it's Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta, San Francisco. Good. The only thing is it might be, I mean, it's a good scenario, you know. San Francisco shuts them down, they run the ball all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Big fantasy week. So you got fantasy football throughout all that. You got the Sabres on Saturday. It's going to be a whirlwind of a weekend.
Also, Army-Navy is Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Always enjoy watching the pomp, the circumstance, and all the stuff that surrounds the Army-Navy football game. I think that's always exciting to watch. So that's going on, too. All right, so when we get back, we'll do a little bit of scaff, and we'll be chatting with Sean McDermott, Bills head coach, in the next hour as well. But you can still get in and break down the Bills-Steelers game. Feeling nervous about it? Feeling confident about it? You can give us your thoughts on Sunday's matchup. And again, it's 803-0550 to join us for Football Friday. Football Friday on WGR brought to you by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. It is the official casino of the Buffalo Bills. Yeah. And by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, 2019 Pro Football Pick'em. Go ahead.
I mean, Seneca Buffalo Creek opening the sports book at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, Mike just tweeted, two hours to go.
It says, looks like about 100 available bets on Bills Steelers.
Ooh.
And I'm just sitting here thinking,
what bets are available?
Am I about to go to a sports book in Buffalo today and place bets?
Like, so this is prop
I
bets,
think
right?
That's going to happen.
It's a bunch of different, you know, obviously you can bet on the point spread, the over-under.
Sure.
And then it's all a whole bunch of prop bets, right? So
yeah, I mean.
I wonder what they are. I'd love to see what they
over-under
are.
For rushing yards. Prop. I mean, he says there's 100 available.
That's a lot.
That sounds pretty fun.
Can you come
fun.
Up with 100 prop bets on the Steelers-Bills game?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
Carries, pass yards.
Will there be a safety?
Sacks?
Will there be a defensive touchdown?
Right.
Over-under on turnovers.
A return touchdown.
Who throws the first pick? Who throws the first touchdown?
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you can do anything in the world on that.
How many times does NBC do something duck-related? Because Duck Hodges.
They I like it.
Fans shown doing duck calls.
Will they... Trying to think. It's Sunday night.
Video of famous ducks.
Sports betting is available. Look at all the things that are happening.
What will they do for the Bills for Sunday night? I'm trying to think what they could come up with.
The props?
Yeah.
Who will lead the team in receptions?
Okay.
Over-under for John Brown yardage is 64.
Yeah, his numbers have gone
What'd
down.
What'd you take? Over or under?
I actually would take the under in that. I mean, he's been at like 26 and 30 the last few games, and I'm sure they're going to put Hayden on him. I would think they put Hayden on him. I would take the under for Brown, then the yardage is going to have to come from somebody else. Over under, what over under would you set for Josh Allen's passing yardage in this game?
216.
Okay, I was going to say
it's 216.
Not much above two, because this is a really tough matchup. And yeah, he's coming off a sub 200 against the Ravens.
Supposed to be
fascinating,
cold and chilly, but no wind.
Not
right?
bad. No, yeah. and like 20% chance of rain. I think temperature around 30, maybe. If you're going from what I heard earlier this morning, so if you're going to the game, shouldn't be too bad.
I kind of can't believe that this is happening. The Sunday night football game is Bills Steelers, and it's win and in.
We will talk more about that when we get back. Sean McDermott coming up, Scaff coming up, and your calls 803-0550 WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.